This recording, Beijing 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job and a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made a sanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effort was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I think I'll just talk about what I think about this class I'm taking. I know the class is about individual sounds, which I wasn't fully aware that it's only focused on individual sounds, because I thought it's about individual sounds, it's about music and the rhythm, intonation, all everything in a language that for foreign students we need to learn. So in the beginning, I was a little disappointed. For me, I mean, I only want to learn a standard American accent. All the other accents in the world, I just don't care. But I still had a lot of fun, I guess, in the class, especially in the morning. This morning, I think, when we speak this crazy language, basically any sound you can make, and then make it into a story in front of the class, like sort of a 5-minute performance. I feel that even for Americans, their performance not that different from mine, even though we speak different languages, and I'm trying to imitate them in English, I guess. But then in this strange language, I felt that we're not better than not one person is better than the others. And I felt that it's really a revelation for me. And the title of the poem is Ye Su Shen Si, and I'm speaking in a perfect Beijing accent, like a standard Mandarin. Beijing's accent is like the if I have to draw a comparison, it's like a royal English. That sound. That's what I'm doing. That's why I brought up to do that accent.
危楼高百尺，手可摘星辰。不敢高声语，恐惊天上人。